Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Archer Daniels Midland has announced plans to build North Dakota's first ever dedicated soybean crushing plant in Spiritwood, North Dakota. The approximate $350 million crush and refinery complex will feature state-of-the-art automation technology and have the capacity to process 150,000 bushels of soybeans per day. In a statement, the company says, strategically located in a major soybean-producing area, ADM's global logistics network will enable the facility to access both domestic and global markets for soybean oil and meal. The facility is expected to be complete prior to the 2023 harvest. The Ag Central Radio Network did visit with North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Austin Langley about the decision and the large number of soybeans that will be produced in the five-county area around this new plant.
I think we're going to plant over 7 million or around 7 million acres here in the state this year. And so that's going to be, I think we're going to be pushing over 200 million bushels in the state of North Dakota. And so, yeah, central North Dakota could supply this plant. And I think moreover than once we could do it. So if there's any other companies out there that's thinking of putting more into this state, I mean, don't be shy because we can supply.
Growth Energy last week launched a new consumer campaign to encourage drivers to choose biofuels. During the organization's 12th Annual Executive Leadership Conference, Growth Energy announced the effort that seeks to raise awareness about biofuels' positive environmental benefits. Through a series of targeted digital content, advertising, and digital media, the Get Biofuel campaign aligns biofuel benefits to an empowerment message titled Fuel Beyond. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says our industry's passion for showcasing the benefits of biofuels is unparalleled, and I'm thrilled to unveil this new initiative. The website is called getbiofuel.com. It outlines the benefits of biofuels and encourages drivers to choose biofuel blends at the pump. What is the U.S. pork industry doing today to guard against foreign animal diseases such as African swine fever and foot and mouth disease reaching our collective swine herd? Well, according to Dr. David Pyburn, the chief veterinarian with the National Pork Board, questions being asked through an extensive risk assessments will determine the next steps in foreign animal disease preparedness.
We've got in the works a risk assessment where we have asked a renowned international epidemiologic firm to take a look at what we're doing as the United States right now to keep diseases out and to criticize or to critically look at how we do it right now and how we can do it better. Show us where those risk gaps are, where we could have disease come into this country.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.